want to take this opportunity to welcome all of you and all of our online students. We're going to pray so we can begin. Father, we're so thankful for all of the privileges that we have as your sons and daughters. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the great sacrifice that he made when he hung on that tree and opened up to us all of the benefits that we experience as your sons and your daughters. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He's the illuminator. He's the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of wisdom. He's the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of you. We're so thankful for him. And Father, we thank you for our apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., the founder of this school. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life and the reason that he established this school. So we pray for all of the students present and by internet and by Roku, that tonight you will give us ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, the church, and that our lives would be edified and built up in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Okay. I know I have been telling you time and time again to read chapter 1 and chapter 2. I really want you to read the whole book. There's no possible way that I'll be able to cover all of this material. But some of the things that I have been emphasizing to you for the last several classes may seem elementary, but the truth is, in this generation, we have not emphasized enough being filled with the Spirit. Most of us, if you've come out of a Pentecostal background, and even now with the charismatic movement, it seems as though once you get filled with the Spirit, that's it. But I want you to understand that being filled with the Spirit is the gateway that opens up all of the gifts of the Spirit. It begins with the initial experience of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, this is apostolic. Y'all know this is an apostolic school, right? And so we learned from the scriptures that we are to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The chief apostle is who? The Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who said these words to the apostles, 12 of them, that he trained. They were disciples, but through prayer, later on, he ordained them to become what? Apostles. Now listen what he shared with them. He said, now listen, you cannot depart from Jerusalem. I don't want you doing no ministry, no preaching, no teaching. I need you to be endowed. I need you to be endued with power from on high. They were instructed to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Father. For he said, in not too many days from now, you are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. If Jesus emphasized this as the chief apostle, then in Acts 2:42, it talks about we all continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. See, now, how do I know this to be so? Because not only did Jesus emphasize it, in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, turn to it, Acts chapter 8, you remember that Philip went down and preached unto Samaria the word of God. And the Bible says there were great signs, wonders, and miracles that were carried out in Samaria. And there was great joy in that city. But the verse that says, when the apostles heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. What verse is that? Acts chapter 8. I just want to emphasize it before we go further. Verse 14. Acts chapter 8, verse number 14. Once again, the purpose for me telling you this is because this is apostolic teaching. We have minimized speaking in tongues. We don't emphasize it enough. We almost, in a sense, make it optional. This is not an option. We're not imposing our beliefs upon somebody. This is the commandment from the head of the church. He wanted his whole body to have a spirit language. A spirit language, a language in the spirit whereby we communicate with God. God's greatest gift to us was his son, Jesus Christ. That was God's greatest gift to us. The son's greatest gift to us was commissioning us to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And the Holy Spirit's greatest gift to us is to give us the ability to speak in a language unknown to us, but known to God. Now, the reason that I'm emphasizing this so much is you cannot even begin to build your life in the Spirit without being filled with the Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? You cannot build your life. See, even though we are human beings, we really are spirit beings first. We came from God. St. John 4:24 say God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Man is created in God's class. We communicate spirit to spirit. So the Holy Spirit's gift to us was this spirit language. When we are speaking in tongues, we're not talking to men. We're talking to God, but watch what we're doing. We're building ourselves up in the spirit to carry out the agenda of the kingdom. Are y'all with me? So to emphasize that, not only once again did Jesus command his apostles, as a matter of fact, let's be real about it. After we get born of the Spirit, the next order of business is be filled with the Spirit. You don't need to be going out doing no ministry or no work until you first get the first building block. Amen. Why? Because that's going to open up the door for everything else you must do in life. So in Acts 8:14, this is after the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. What does the Bible say?
They sent unto them Peter and John.
Now notice, they sent unto them Peter and John.
Who when they were come down,
their assignment was to pray for those believers at Samaria
that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Now, I emphasized last week, you know, when we are born of the Spirit, the agent is the Holy Spirit. Upon our confession of faith in Jesus Christ, he baptizes us or immerses us into the body of Christ. That's spirit baptism. Now, upon your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, you can be water baptized or spirit, or filled with the Spirit. It doesn't matter what order they come in. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Because some of us were filled after we were water baptized, and some people never saw the water, but were filled with the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, as you follow what I'm saying, so the second one is, being filled with the Spirit, right? Then after you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that's a product of Jesus himself. Jesus is the agent. When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, that's Jesus. That's what he's doing. Now, but the Spirit language comes from the Holy Spirit. Right. And they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. So here in Samaria, the apostle said, listen, y'all are saved. But in order for you to go where we're going, you need to be equipped with the same equipment. Are you with me? You need to be endowed or endued with the same ability, the same power, the same mind. See, watch this. I know people are not going to like this, but we got to quit. We can't make superstars. We got to recognize ranks, though. First apostles. Can't get away from the scripture. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Are you with me? This is the Bible. We don't minimize the gifts, but I'm telling you this. You must have a thirst and a desire with intimacy with the Holy Spirit. It's the building blocks of your spirit life. I emphasized again, apostle said everything you see around here is a product of him crying out to God to put a hunger in me and a thirst in me that can never be quenched, that will cause a pursuit in me. And one of the things he is constantly emphasizing is praying in the Holy Ghost, of which, come on now, how many of y'all know what's important us we do less of? That's okay. Nobody wants to say amen. I can't hear y'all over the internet, but somebody in here need to recognize that, yes, you emphasize it to us. You tell us in class, but one of the hardest things to do is to wake up out of that bed and first thing in the morning say, God, I'm going to set my course by praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, it needs to be emphasized because we're talking about building in the spirit. We are spirit beings. We pay more attention to the natural than the supernatural. Now, you've been following Apostle with Show Me the Glory conferences. He's talking about we're supernaturalists. That means we have the ability to function in the supernatural. But apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot do that. Apart from praying in the Spirit, we're not built up enough to function in the Spirit. NSF. Y'all understand that? Huh? You can't produce because you don't got. Amen. Write a $1,000 check and have $200 in the bank. I'm just saying, in the realm of the Spirit, we're wanting God to do stuff. We haven't taken time to build. I'm talking about building in the Spirit now. See, I see the apostolic switch. We're getting away from emotion. See, we can come up here and store up all your emotions. You can, boy, they really taught. That ain't got nothing to do if you don't have nothing to go out here and work with. Give me a building block. Give me something I can take home and use. All right? Jude 20. Come on, Jude 20. Actually, Jude 19 and 20. And you'll see the importance of this because we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 14 and a little bit of chapter 1 in the book. Jude 19, what it says.
These be they who separate themselves.
These be they who separate themselves.
Sensual.
Having
not the Spirit.
Sensual. We have more of a sensual church. Now, y'all see, we want a bunch of emotions. But we don't want to be transformed. Y'all understand? Now y'all know we like a good choir. Come on, money. Yeah, she can sing. We leave out the church talking about how she sung. Y'all not talking. Come on now. Y'all know the preacher. The choir was off the chains today. The praise team, they was rocking the house. Y'all not talking to me. What did Apostle say? Oh man, He was up there saying something. Yeah. Come on, we all have been around long enough to know what I'm talking about. We get that emotional high, like crack cocaine or something, and we just, we inoculate it for just a little bit, but when the enemy come, we're not built up enough in the spirit to know, to recognize him. So what it say? What it say? No, the 19th verse again.
These be those who separate themselves,
sensual,
having not the Spirit.
Now watch what it's saying. Not knowing how to function in the Spirit. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, read.
But you, beloved. Building up yourself.
Hold up. God going to do this for me. Come on, God gonna do it. We done had enough of God. When God gets ready, you got to move. They sung these songs in church. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Yeah, okay. No, no, no. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, doing what? See, watch this. You cannot pray in the Holy Ghost except you are first filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're in this class present tonight, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. This is not Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. This comes from the head of the church. If you're online, you need to be filled with the Spirit. It must become now a priority in your life, because you will never be able to keep up with an apostle unless you are connected in the spirit world, because apostles are interested in building in the Spirit. They don't care nothing about our flesh. Oh, Lord. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. So a lot, now y'all know we get excited about the gifts. Everybody want to get excited how the gifts work. Well, gift ain't going to work if you ain't first filled. So that's what I want you to emphasize. And I can go on and on. Acts chapter number 19. When Paul met a certain group and he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you? That's apostolic teaching. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They say, we don't even know if there be one. We never heard nothing about no Holy Ghost. The only thing we've ever heard of was what? John's baptism, which was the baptism of water unto repentance. Paul said, it's time to go to another level. You need to believe in the baptism that the Lord Jesus Christ preached. That is being filled with the Spirit. He's the one who baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, you will find that after Paul told him this, he baptized them with water in the name of the Lord Jesus, then laid hands on them and got them all filled. Got them all filled. Got them. So this is not optional. If you got to let people know, no, baby, this is not optional. You've ran out of options. Be filled with the Spirit. All right. Now, why is that important? Because in your book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy, it says the prophetic flow, this is on page 3, the little 3 dots, the prophetic flow has always been the focus of many desiring believers who want to tap into the supernatural dimensions of the Spirit. See, now we're talking about moving in the Spirit, making things happen. You know, things which are seen are caused by things which are not seen. Yeah, yeah. Things which are being manifested in this physical world, the actual building for it took place in the spirit world. That's why it takes a lot of prayer before you go build in the city. Y'all listening to me? All right. Now, it says the prophetic gift, page 4, IV, Roman numeral IV, the prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all other gifts to flow through. The prophecy gift, or put it another way, the speaking gift, the mouth gift, the inspirational gift. It begins with being filled with the Spirit. Are y'all listening? Now, the revelation gifts and the power gifts become more effective when they flow through the prophetic or the prophecy gift. Y'all got it? It says the revelation and power gifts become more effective when they flow through the prophecy gate of the inspired words of the Spirit. The stronger the prophetic flow, the stronger the impact of the other 6 gifts. Now, notice it say the other 6 gifts. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I will mention it again. Now, you have the 3 speaking gifts, right? These are inspirational gifts. When these gifts are in manifestation, they bring inspiration. The whole atmospheres change when these speaking gifts are in manifestation. Okay, you have number one, prophecy, right? Then you have diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Okay, that is your three mouth gifts or speaking gifts. Or put it another way, gifts that say something. But remember, these gifts open up the entire spirit world to us. Because we're talking about building in the spirit. Are you with me? Now, prophecy is a dime. Right? Prophecy is a dime. Now you say, why are you saying that? Just hold your horses. Because you see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, go there. Take our time and teach you. You want to go further? Then everybody in here need to start developing in prophesying. Uh-huh. No, I didn't say the pastor, I said you. But you know, through fear, a lack of understanding, intimidation, don't feel like I'm worthy enough to do it, we've allowed these spiritual gifts to just be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And they were given to the church. The church is supernatural because these are supernatural gifts. And when they are in manifestation, things happen. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is how he functioned in the realm of the spirit, because he was anointed by God the Holy Ghost without measure, and he was functioning in all nine manifestations of the spirit. He was just flowing. Whatever needed to be done, he had access to it. Y'all with me? All right. Now, the other gifts, the power gifts. Power gifts. Working of miracles. Gifts of healing, special faith. Those are the power gifts. Yeah, that's how things got done. Amen. It's one thing for me to love you, sir, but it's another thing to have the power to make my love be manifested. If you sick, I can tell you I love you till I'm blue in the face. Yep, but when I have the power through these gifts to heal you, now my love is manifested. See, God love you, but God say, you know, what love got to, love ain't enough. I need to have some manifestation so you know I'm God. Are you with me? Now, the discerning of spirits is a must for all those who want to minister in the spirit. Huh? Now, we're talking about the power gifts, right? Mouth gifts, power gifts, and then there are revelational gifts. Power gifts do something. Revelational gifts reveal something. Y'all getting this? Huh? The three revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. So, the discerning of spirits is a must for all those who want to minister in the spirit and in the supernatural. In the what? In other words, being able to do what the natural intellect can't do. See, this spirit language, we have not preached it as we ought to have. Because you have a supernatural knowing. Imagine God giving you a language you don't know. You don't know, never learned, never went to school for. And God, as you begin to develop, you could be in a different place and God have you speaking in a language known to those people but not known to you. God telling them exactly what they need to be done. Oh, come on now. In Acts chapter 2, this is what the men said. They were gathered from every nation under the heaven. They say, how is it that all of us here, these Galileans, speak in our own native tongues the wonderful works of God. They Galileans, but yet we hear all of them, not one of them. You didn't catch it. We hear all of them speaking in our own native tongues the wonderful works of God. That's supernatural. And that's how God is going to move in this day. As you begin to develop yourself in the spirit, I'm telling you, you're going to begin to understand some stuff that you didn't think you can understand by passing by some folk who talking in some language that you don't know nothing about, and the Lord start talking to you. Then giving you an utterance to help them. No, see, that's supernatural. Some people, no, I'm not playing. That's supernatural. You walking by a Vietnamese, and you ain't never learned Vietnamese, don't know Chinese nor Japanese. But because you've been building yourself up in the spirit, God is now able to communicate through your spirit what he wants. How are we going to reach all of the people of the world when we want to get stuck on English? Stuck on phonics. We got to get out of the elementary things and move on to the greater things in the spirit. And this comes through, you know, praying in the spirit. All right, here's something you need to know. Y'all know Romans chapter 12. We minister this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now watch, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, you know, most of us think we get our mind renewed with the what? Come on, say it. You know it. Come on. See, y'all already know something different coming. You just don't know what it is yet. Okay, because you know you done heard this already. Most of us, my mind is renewed by the word of God. That's partly true. Y'all want the whole truth? A metamorphosis, that's what the word transform means. There can be no metamorphosis in your mind apart from the Holy Spirit. It's really praying in tongues. Y'all see? See, when you begin to pray in tongues, God bypassing your natural mind. God trying to get to the spirit of your mind. God is trying to get to you when you were in him before you got here. See, you want a renewed mind. In order to go into the realm of the spirit, you got to have a renewed mind. You've heard apostles say he in the meeting, he ministering the word of God. He had a world changers ministry, big, large ministry. He up there ministering, and the Holy Ghost say, kick the flower pot. In his natural mind, he going, I can't kick this man pretty flower pot over. What's wrong with you, God? That man might have paid $5,000 for that pot. If I kick it, I got to pay for it. The Holy Ghost say, I ain't got time for your natural mind. I'm trying to get a move of the spirit up in here. I need you to go kick the pot. Well, that's where that kind of stuff come from. Where you think money come from? That's out of the spirit world. That's supernatural. That bypasses the intellect. Are y'all with me? But you can't go there if you're not praying in the Holy Ghost. See, I'm going to tell you, apostle is training. Apostle say, y'all going to get this by any means necessary. He's a master trainer. He's a builder of men and women. But there are more men. I mean, listen, you won't really find a real true apostle. Men will flock to him because it's an apostolic call. It's easy for him to father us because he's an apostle. He's a father. And he's went through the ropes, and he loves his sons. Now he's in the developing point now. He's reached that maturity where he can now pour out himself. But watch this. What is he teaching us? You need to pray in the spirit. I need your prayer life to step up. 6 o'clock in the morning, they're praying here at Word of Life. Come on, talk to me. Why is God making that switch? Because God say, I need you to get built up. I need you to get built up. I need y'all to be built up. I need y'all to be able to step when he's stepping. If he got to stop to explain to you every time, you're not walking in sync and in rank. When you start praying in the spirit, baby, you start following your man of God, and you're so in tune, you be like, okay, Lord, let's go. Y'all with me? Because he's talking about building in the spirit. Now, it says, now we talked about the discerning of the spirits, huh? Is a must for all those who want to minister in the spirit and in the supernatural. All prayer warriors, all intercessors, all song leaders, all ministers in the word need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately. Without this gift, you cannot build accurately in the spirit. Now, y'all want to know why that's important? Because y'all know we'll make a king who God didn't say. Y'all quiet now. Because we tend to look at the natural. They look like they could preach. That looks like a pastor. Y'all not talking to me. He got all of the makings of a head deacon. Yeah, not by anything other than look like. Look like. If they don't look like, then I feel like. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking. I feel like they're the one. And you know what? Apostle have told us everything I've done, people I've chosen, I chose them through prayer. Now, if that don't sync with you, Jesus chose, there was a multitude following him based upon the miracles that he was doing. But it was his intimate time with the Holy Ghost that said, now choose these 12. Now, here's where I'm going to lose some of you. But we're talking about building in the spirit, right? Some of you would have never chose the devil to be on your team. Somebody say, what did he say? I'm going to say it again. It was the Holy Spirit who said, choose Judas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all kind of quiet. Yeah. Jesus said in his prayer life, I've chosen 12 of you, and one of you I know is the devil. But because I'm building in the realm of the spirit, I cannot allow the other 11 to be contaminated with human frailties. So I'm going to treat him like the rest of y'all. In so much that y'all not talking to me. You got to be in sync with me when he manifests. Because he going to blend right in. He can cast out a devil just like you can. He can speak in tongues just like you can. Y'all not talking to me. He can go in my name and carry out my mission. But yet he might be working against me. But when he moves against me, will you be built up enough that no matter what they say, you won't walk away from me? Because you know me by the Spirit. Because you've been spending time with the whole, y'all not talking to me. See, that's why I'm talking about building in the spirit, huh? See, your mind got to be renewed to deal with people. You really got to have a prayer life when you're ministering to people. Because your natural mind want to judge people, put them out the church. Y'all not talking. See, y'all all saved and sanctified up here, filled with the Holy Ghost and a mighty burning fire. But you won't get rid of the brother with the reefer problem. See, you don't even give them time to develop yet. Because of, watch this, nothing other than your natural mind. Why through the Bible God always picked the most unlikely people to do things? Because he wasn't judging after the flesh. He was saying, watch what I put in them by the Spirit. David, the one on the backside of the mountain that nobody, I mean, when Samuel went to anoint the king, y'all not talking to me. Man, the first one came out, Samuel said, that's him. 6'4", 224, tall, dark, and handsome. He the man. Now, that's what he said. But the oil wouldn't move. See, y'all get mad with Apostle when he choose certain people to do things. But you can't get mad with the Apostle because he got the oil. And he knows who God wanted poured on. to carry out the assignment. See, that comes through praying in the spirit. And what you think you just can't do everything by the natural. People may have good gifts and good talents, but may be rotten for you. But you still got to know how to love them. I hope I'm helping you tonight. Now, we're talking about moving in the gifts. So all of the gifts of the Spirit piggyback on prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Paul emphasized prophesying. Man, I feel like something be wrong with me, y'all. I don't be getting far enough. Maybe I need to read or something. I look at the time, I say death cannot be possible. But it is. Well, don't look at me. That's why I'm my apostle. I follow him all the time. I'm going to tell y'all, he be going and I be like, man, dad ain't talked but 3 minutes. And I look up, it's an hour and something. I think, because of what he's saying. All right. 1 Corinthians 14. We got to do this real quick. What it says?
Follow after charity.
And desire spiritual gifts. Listen to me. Let's not skip over it. I want you to begin to desire spiritual gifts. I want you in your prayer time, when you getting up 6 o'clock in the morning. Are all of you in here filled with the Spirit? No, don't say yes. So raise your hand so I can find out who's faking and flaking up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put it up high, sister. Don't be half-massing. You know, when I say filled with the Spirit, I mean speaking in tongues. How many of y'all speak? All right, how many of y'all don't speak with tongues? It's not to embarrass you. All right. All right. That's good. See, that's why you in here. That's why you in here. Because, see, I believe right now there's a fresh outpouring. See, listen to me. Listen, we have allowed the Holy Spirit to be like a one-time thing. What happened to Acts chapter 4? They were already filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 4, after that man at the gate called the Beautiful Gate was healed, they were threatened not to preach nor teach in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they went to their own company and lifted up their voice with one accord to God and asked God to stretch forth and do signs and wonders by the name of his holy child Jesus. And the Bible says, and the place was shaken again. And they were again filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul said, don't be drunk with wine where is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit. In other words, it's a continuous overflow. Continuous, continuous, continuous. I believe there's a fresh outpouring. What God is doing with the apostle in the earth realm, he's now in this training is going to draw this kind of activity. People are not going to come just wanting a natural sermon. They're going to want to function in the supernatural. But they're going to have an understanding that without being able to pray in the Spirit, I cannot go there. So even in my home fellowship from following the apostle, I have people coming up to the altar right now. I mean, 8, 9 deep. You understand when I say 8, 9? I mean, talking about people who've never heard anything about the Holy Spirit. And no laying hands on them. Lord, show me your glory. Have them stand at the altar. Pray the prayer. And every single one of them, right now, I'm talking about right now, last couple of weeks, just a stronger outpouring. They all speak in fluid languages. No ba 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 shata ha ha. Fluid languages. Every single one of them. First time visitors. Never heard of it. Now, I declare on the YouTube and anybody by internet and Roku that it's time for you to be filled with the Spirit. You don't have to wrestle. It's a gift. After you are born again, the next thing is receive ye the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that will happen for you. You will not leave this school, not this class, without being filled. So I want y'all names, numbers. I'll get with the apostle to see how to do it. Because, you know, I don't want to do nothing out of order. There you go. You'll learn that.